The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Turn it up, Rob. Turn it up. Damn.
Woo. Are mean things going on over here?
Yeah. You have had a rough day on the board today, haven't you?
Yeah.
Bless him. He has effed up all morning long. I mean, wow.
Got a million things going on over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. So, Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. And Paul Davis Restoration was one of the sponsors of Breaking and Entering Christmas as well. So, they're great people. And they are, you know, they're super to work with. If you've had a bad situation go on that needs to be cleaned up, like a fire or, you know, flood, maybe, you know, maybe somebody overflowed a bathtub upstairs and then you got all molded and everything down behind the sheetrock and, you know, it's starting to make the kids cough and have respiratory problems and things like that. They'll come in and get rid of all that mold. They can do it. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you go by and visit your uncle and nobody's heard from him in a while and you're the one that has the key to his house. So you walk in and there he is. And he had done combusted, you know.
He spontaneously combusted.
And he's just like spread all over the living room.
Yeah.
You know, just melted everywhere and all that. Paul Davis can do that. They clean that up.
This is a specific example they've given, I'm sure.
So they, yeah. If that happens. Call Paul Davis Restoration or just go to our website and you can get to them right there. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Have you ever heard that those theories back and forth about whether a person can spontaneously combust?
Yeah.
And I think they've landed on the side that it doesn't happen.
No. I've seen pictures where people just set on fire.
Uh-huh.
But I think they've debunked those.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the name of a Tim McGraw tour one time, and that's the last time I looked up spontaneous combustion.
The comedian Tim McGraw?
Yeah, yes.
That would make more sense than the singer Tim McGraw. What the hell does that even mean?
But Paul Davis can handle that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to find your uncle, unless you hate your uncle. And then you'd be like, hey, look at this. That bastard's gone. He spontaneously combusted.
In his eyes. That's the second day of weird examples. Because yesterday you said, you know, maybe you cooked a turkey on Thanksgiving and it exploded in the oven and embedded itself in the wall. These are the examples he's giving.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. But they can help, probably.
Do I need to do a Manscaped ad in later on? Or no, we covered for that today.
I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Then I'll close my little folder.
But, I mean, you can go ahead and give out that promo code if you want to real quick.
Which one?
The ACTJ. Go to manscaped.com. ACTJ gets you
something. I got it, Rob. They didn't pay for that today.
Okay. Well, okay.
Either I'm doing an ad for them or I'm not. Which is it?
I mean, but you just tease the people.
Why am I teasing? I just say, hey, I have to do that. And when they pay me, I'll damn do the promo code. Now, if it's time to do a commercial, I'll do a commercial. But I ain't just throwing out candy at an effing parade here. It ain't free. I mean, damn.
You got to pay for this. Yeah.
When you go to your Thursday night girlfriend, does she just let you kiss her anywhere you want for free? Or does the clock start and then you start paying as soon as you walk in the motel room door?
It's when you walk in. You're right.
Exactly.
Oh my God, it's so annoying.
Can you just like somebody's spit on it or somebody's something?
I beg your pardon.
What?
Can we save that clip?
And filter, make it sound like it's coming from like the other room.
A muffled.
Can you just spit on it or something?
Can you just spit on it? Could you? It's my birthday.
Gross.
Grossy.
I can't move my microphone too much because it squeaks. So.
Stop moving it.
Well, I have to because I move my head, then I have to move the microphone.
Just stay really still.
Mm-hmm.
Spit on it.
But, Alexis is bringing the WD-40 for my microphone tomorrow.
Okay, great.
She can't bring it
because one of the hoodlum elves, the volunteers for breaking and entering Christmas, gave it to her to bring back because her little ass didn't go get it 2 days when she was supposed to get it. But Rob says she was working on breaking and entering stuff all up into the night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you into the night. So we give her a little bit of a no. We're not giving her a break.
You're not.
No. No, man. She's still got my company credit card. I got to make sure, you know, she's not calling El Salvador on that shit. You know.
Roaming charges.
You remember that?
Yeah.
You get somebody's credit card and charge phone calls on it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore, do they? People don't do that. Did y'all hear that in Missouri? I don't know how close this would be to our listeners that we have in Missouri, but a guy killed a 16-point deer.
16-point?
16-point deer. And
what?
It was a doe, a female deer that had antlers, or as we call them in Louisiana, horns. 16-point. They said 1 in 10,000 female deer have antlers.
I've never heard of that.
It's a trans deer. The deer was it was born a doe, cisgender doe, and it got up one morning and said, "I'm identifying as a buck now." And yeah,
I don't know what part of the story is true anymore. I don't. What do you say?
I'm just saying that they say that 1 in 10,000 female deer develop antlers like a buck, like a male deer.
That's true.
Yeah,
I've never heard.
But you got to figure that that's the way it worked.
No, right? I know.
And she transitioned
at some point, I guess.
Just like they always say that the male, what do you call them? Seahorses are the ones that give birth.
Yeah.
Well, no, they don't. Those are the females.
Right. They just like carry the babies or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Because if they're giving birth, they're females.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all females, but they're all females.
Yeah, it's disgusting to watch.
Yeah, they're just spitting them out.
Yeah, out of their stomach. It's so weird. But a 60, that's a huge doe.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge buck.
Did they kill it? They shoot it?
Yeah.
That how they got it?
Yeah. Because you see it out there. You're like, oh.
You can't shoot a, can you shoot a doe?
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, they have special rules. Most places now they have what they call deer tags,
yeah,
and they'll give you so many a year for doe.
Doe, right.
So say you get 10 tags, maybe two of them are for doe.
Okay.
They used to have, when I was growing up, there were doe days.
Yeah.
Like you could only kill a doe on certain days.
Why would you go for a doe over a male deer?
Because it may be the only thing standing there.
Okay. It's not. Yeah. There's not like a benefit of shooting a doe to eat. Like the meat is
no different. You always want to kill a buck if you're into hunting, like the bigger, baddest ass buck you can get.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that.
No, me either. And I grew up deer hunting.
Yeah, that's something.
Hell, I got a herd of deer in my front yard every morning.
Yeah, you had a bunch of deer there.
Yeah, it looked like about. My wife sent a picture. It was about what'd I say, 16 deer standing in my front yard this morning.
Is 16-point like a lot?
A 16-point?
Yeah, isn't that what you said it was?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot, yeah.
It's a monster. And that's hang in the living room worthy, right?
Yeah, if you're a redneck.
Really? That's not common?
Mm-mm. I don't think you see me coming home telling Jody, hey, we need to hang this deer head in the living room.
No.
No, it's not redneck, but it is more country folk.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. You couldn't shoot those deer in your front yard, could you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't live in the city limits. No, I couldn't shoot them because it's too close to a public road and other houses.
But you can think about it.
I don't know if I may be able to shoot them with a bow. But probably not.
Yeah.
Like my daughter's little boyfriend, Joey, has a deer stand that's just not far from our house. And he hunts with his bow and arrow. But it's not there on the main road and all that. But it's about 5 minutes from our house for him to get on his deer stand.
Hmm.
Now, if he kills a deer, I'll really cook y'all up some good stuff. Would you eat it?
Oh, yeah.
You've had it, Rob?
I've had it before. It's all right.
You don't like
it? No, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you got a concussion.
I've had deer jerky. I think that's it.
You've had a deer what?
Jerky.
Oh.
Jerk me.
You had a deer what?
Huh?
Hmm? What's a deer do? Hmm? Tell me what a deer does. But you've never had it cooked like chicken fried steak, you know, a little tenderloin. All that. No. Oh, I cooked that for Jody the night I proposed to her marriage proposer.
You are just a dirt ball redneck. I don't know. I'm going to make you a deer steak. What would you make? Deer steak?
Yeah, it's like a little round steak. You do it. If you saw it already cooked, you'd say, know. Oh, they're having steak fingers.
Yeah.
You know, and it's breaded and fried and then. Yeah. Of course, I want to hit it with that milk gravy on top of it.
Sure.
You know, but it's so tender. It's delicious.
Would she eat that now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she would?
Hell, yeah. Probably while it's still on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Get savage. Out there and just start.
Don't move. Stop moving.
Looking like a damn hyena on safari.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I just thought that was an interesting story that I could tie into the times of today where the deer transitioned.
Well, I don't think it works like that.
Yeah. But I didn't say anything offensive, though, right?
No.
I don't think so.
You know, you never know now how them people is going to get offended. Like when you call them people.
Yeah, I was about to say, that might be.
I'm just kidding. Exactly. I could say that about anybody, you know.
And we're making strides. Well, we were just talking earlier about that Miss USA pageant. One of the women competing was born as a male, transitioned around 14 years old, and to me was the hottest one up there. She was super hot. Cataluna was her name.
Mm-hmm. So she's fully transitioned, like post-op everything.
I believe so.
Like she's because Caitlyn Jenner still have a penis.
I don't think she's publicly talked about whether or not, because I remember somebody asking her one time and she was like, oh, we're not even going there. We're not going to talk about that.
But so, I mean, that's, I would think that's a very important thing.
It's certainly naturally curiosity would want, you'd want to know. But yeah, I guess it's none of your business.
When I was younger and I was, you know, I was dumb to things. I thought when a man had what we called back then was just a sex change operation, that meant that there was, you know, one available that maybe I could trade in for.
If he's not using it anymore?
Like, I know his is better than mine. He's tall.
Can we do a little swap and chop?
But then I understood how they use it to to reform things and all that. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it was a good idea.
Not bad. Like there's just some room in the hospital where they're stacking them up.
Yeah, they've donated.
You got to go to a penis room.
We just got too many deer. Mm-hmm.
We are overflowing.
Thought I might have struck gold there. If you had the ability to, would you swap them out?
Sure.
Like if you had a collection of them and you'd say, all right, what am I going, which one am I going to put on for this outfit?
Oh. Or
Like if you could do
like a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah. Like every day when you get dressed, you go, all right, like I got, well, these are the shoes I'm going to wear. These are the jeans. And then this is the,
I mean, I wouldn't swap. I'd get the biggest one and then run with it.
But then what if you're going to be, you know, sitting on a plane all day? It could get uncomfortable.
You got a lot of walking to do.
In the middle.
If your penis is so big that you can't comfortably sit on a plane.
Hey.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, it's sitting not fun. Anywhere. It's not fun.
I bet. Yeah. Tell me about it.
You break out the biggest one when you're wearing sweatpants. You just got, you know, you got to show it off.
Yeah, I wouldn't want all that.
You've not even thought about that?
Which one I would choose?
Or? Yeah.
No, I just made that up. It just hit me. Like, if you could, if.
I mean, no, but.
If you had a wardrobe of them.
Yeah, well, in your perfect world, you wouldn't know what it would look like if you could make a couple of changes. I know what my. I've.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Hmm. You have a list?
No, but I know I would add this here.
Get that taken off.
Yeah.
I'd get that mole removed.
I'd straighten it out a little bit. No, I would definitely
put a flat iron on it.
Yeah, sure. I've thought about it.
Were you gonna? Why don't you go? We get a police sketch artist, and you describe what it looks like.
Yeah,
if you're perfect. Yeah, the suspect.
Yeah,
I know. Very vascular.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now this is why my wife goes, that show is just filth.
Oh, this is filth. All right.
So we'll stop for a minute.
Clean it up.
We'll clean it up during the break, and then we'll do something. Rob's the worst.
He's so gross.
I say vascular now.
Stop. Oh, just go to the break.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Turn on. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right. Riggins, there is something in the news today that I figure that you and I would disagree on.
Okay.
And since you always love to quarrel,
yeah,
Mr. Quarreler.
That's how I'd describe Riggins.
The people for the ethical treatment of animals. Those weirdos are declaring victory. They're shouting it from the mountaintops of their website. I saw this morning. They won because they complained to CVS pharmacies, CVS drugstores, about the greetings cards that they sell in there that feature great apes wearing costumes and displayed in studios or interacting with humans, and how cruel that is, how terrible it is for the gorillas and the monkeys and all. And CVS has caved to them and said, okay, we are banning those type. We are not selling any more of those horrific, hurtful, terrible, terrible greeting cards that have pictures of monkeys wearing clothing or doing funny things with humans.
That's so stupid.
Well, okay, the cards feature pictures of actual gorillas dressed up and, you know, for entertainment kind of thing.
Right.
I think this is one of those things they like to do to get PR.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they... I don't know. I don't know. I don't have such a negative view of PETA as you do.
You don't?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Like all of the shenanigans that they do where they you know, they disrupt things and they're just basically act like psychopaths a lot of times.
Yeah.
Those types of it's not that I'm against people who are animal rights advocates. It's the organization of PETA that sends it to the next level for me of, you know, people that I consider to be just despicable.
Well, in those situations, I always wonder, are those people that work for PETA, or are they people that are just going out there using the name PETA to get kind of attention, but they might not even be related to the company? I don't know.
Have you ever seen a PETA representative interviewed on a show?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah. You would never want to share a beer with these people, Riggins. You would not want to be in the... I'm telling you, I know you. You would not want them to be around you at all. They're that weird, the ones that I've seen.
Maybe not.
And they're politically driven, you know, just like most things.
You think they're one of those people that just can't turn off the way they are, like, for the organization? They're always that way?
The useful idiots, yes.
Okay.
The ones who run things and the ones who are in charge of stuff, I don't know. I think they have, and again, it's just my humble opinion, I think they have other motivation, because there are some things that they have done that show that, you know, the message is not the same as the result.
Fair. Okay. You know? So like you read their PETA's mission statement, you could probably look at that and go, okay, it's people for the ethical treatment of animals. Like, who would disagree with that? We should treat animals ethically. They're one of God's greatest gifts. He gave us these animals. Mm-hmm. You should treat those ethically, even if you're going to slaughter them for food.
Sure.
Do it in a humane way. You don't torture things.
Exactly.
So if that's, you know, their mission statement, I think, you know, but it's these outlandish acts that I think are used to get PR for their real mission, and it gets bogged down in this wacky behavior. But
that's their fault.
It might be their fault.
Yeah, they they accept it and they promote it. And I mean, they're, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, they would be considered, you know, well, I don't know. All I know is monkeys is funny.
Right.
And
smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. And you put a damn tutu on a silverback and take a picture of that son of a bitch and then put him on a card saying, "Happy birthday to you, MF-er." I'm going to laugh at that. It's going to make my whole birthday worthwhile. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you could take that to the PETA bank and shove it up your ass.
I mean,
nobody can disagree with that. A damn chimpanzee in a tuxedo going to the prom on a graduation announcement card. Hell.
You can't go wrong.
That's a winner every time.
You damn right, man. You believe that. Yeah. Or you got a damn chimpanzee. I've seen it a million times. One big old ass chimpanzees, the grown ones, you know. Not them little baby ones like old Bubbles was with Michael Jackson and all that. I'm talking about a big one. They considered an ape.
Yeah.
And he's sitting down there and he's got him, he got him some Jack Daniels on the rocks sitting on the table, and he got a cigarette burning in the ashtray, and he's playing a game of blackjack with a bunch of truckers now. I'm gonna tell you what now. I'll tell you right now, boy. That gets me every damn time. They put a old Bubble up on his head. Says, "Hit me." Oh, man. Lord.
Dumb. Yeah.
So I say,
no.
Go to hell, CVS. I'll get my funny monkey cards at Walgreens, thank you very much, on the corner of Happy and Go to Hell. I go Walgreens on the corner of Happy and Go to Hell, CVS.
You're damn right.
I don't think that's the cause they should take up. I'll say that because I don't think it's torture. I don't think it's inconveniencing the animal.
They love it.
I don't know if they love it, but
yeah, they love.
I don't think it hurts them.
They absolutely thrive on it. Like you go out there and you see those nature films, and how many of them apes laying around on them leaves and stuff because they're just sitting there shoveling leaves in their mouth. How many of them sitting there? You think going, hey, you know what? It'd be really nice if we was in a nice cold photo studio right now, wearing something really, really pretty.
Yeah.
You know, they put some pretty clothes on us and take our picture. They'd love to have our picture made instead of being out here worrying about the gorilla from the other tribe eating our babies.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of get on board with this. I'm not that thrown by
and
it.
And it's so hot out here.
It's so hot.
Oh. And this bamboo has just got me itching all over.
And I'm shoveling leaves in. It's so hot.
And you know what? When they get you and they put you in them pretty clothes and the air conditioning and they're getting ready to take your picture and all, they'll wipe your ass. I ain't never had my ass wiped out here in the jungle.
Yeah.
They'll do it for you.
Yeah, they clean get treated
up,
good.
Clean you all up, brush you out.
Yeah, I'm okay with
See,
that.
See, so it's actually good for them.
You know, again, I don't know. That's not all the right, cause I wish they would take up.
This is our planet. That's the name of this segment on Share Funny. This is our planet.
We can dress them up in damn tutus.
Tuxedos, daisy dukes. Put them in damn knee socks.
And it's going to be funny 10 out of 10 times.
I can't even think about it with that laugh. Okay, we got to take a break.
Oh, my God.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's see here. Today is Wednesday. This is the day of the recording of this particular podcast. The live stream and recording is a Wednesday. That means not tomorrow, but the next day on the regular Ace and TJ radio show will be Riggin's Week in Review, which is sponsored by Calitrin, the weight loss supplement, not weight loss drug. It's not a drug. It will bring you hugs. Yeah. Maybe. I'll hug you. Now, if you want Calitrin and you want to lose some weight, go to acetj.com/weightloss, sponsor of Riggin's Week in Review. We always say it that way because people think it's weekend review. Weekend review. It's week space IN space RE view.
That's it.
I before E, except after C, except for neighbor and way.
Let's just change it to review of the week.
What, you know that rule, Riggins?
I never except heard neighbor the neighbor and way. No, but it's true.
I know.
I hate that, though. There's a rule, but then there's also this little add-on, too. It's like, no, make the rule, damn it.
Aren't there other exceptions as well?
I'm sure, Rob.
Okay.
Something that, you know... Spider-Man may want to know.
Yeah, he's so excited for that movie.
Is that today? You're going to see that today?
No, it's the 16th.
Oh, the 16th.
I got a whole two damn weeks to wait.
We'll be on vacation by then, won't we? So we won't have to hear about it.
No, I mean, no. The next day, no, I'm coming in. I'm gonna be jacked.
And okay, so is the next day one of the days you record your podcast?
No, but no. I will do one for the vacation while we're gone. Just to be able to get my thoughts out.
I was gonna say, in all seriousness, you better not leave me without that info.
Oh my God!
For 2 weeks, trying to, I wouldn't be able to celebrate the dear Lord baby Jesus' birthday,
yeah,
properly, unless I know what's going on with Spider-Man. And what are you going to do, Rob, when you got all of this excitement built up and everything, and it turns out to be more of a kid's movie like Ben Shapiro said? Ben Shapiro said it was, and he's nerdier than you are.
I don't like him anymore. And I mean, and obviously I didn't like him that much to begin with because I didn't even know
he thought he was a finance advisor.
I don't know why that's so offensive, though. I mean,
it's rated PG-13.
Yeah, but you like kids' movies.
Yeah.
You have no bones about saying you like Toy Story and all of those things.
Which would
Monsters
be,
Inc.
Yeah, I don't mind if it is a kids thing, but this one isn't.
Oh, this is for big boys.
You're such a big kid.
You gotta be at least 13.
You did it yourself.
Well, he probably means kid as in 13. That's a kid.
Yeah, he's like, it's rated PG-13, right? You got to be 13.
All right, fine.
You're 34, 35. Were you 34 or 5?
6.
36, okay. So, yeah. So, a 13-year-old to you is a kid.
All right, yeah, okay.
Damn it. By any metric, a 13-year-old exactly. is a kid. Whether you're 4 or 100.
It's rated PG-13?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
it's
got
not it. Like, no, it's for adults. It's triple X.
Right.
It's hardcore, man. Hardcore Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm sure he was talking about it. It's for, you know, high schoolers.
I still don't like it. I don't like the way he said it.
But wouldn't you like it better if it's for little kids more so than if it's for high schoolers? I know I would. If I'm watching something that's younger based, like I would rather watch Monsters, Inc. than Glendale. Or whatever that show is.
Right. Yeah. Or Ridiculousness, like Ace Watches.
Oh, God, yeah. I can't stand that show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fake laughing on that.
I know.
But Ace loves it.
He does love
it. He loves Rob's deer dick.
I just watch it for Rob's deer dick.
I just thought of that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't. That wouldn't bother me.
What?
Calling it a kids movie?
No, but again, I would much rather go. And I, not that I would care one way or the other what anybody thought about it, but just from entertainment purposes, I would enjoy a little kids movie way better than a teen movie, unless it's a teen movie like we had in the '80s with you know adult content and stuff.
Yeah, that's different. But you would rather watch like a Monsters, Inc. over. Oh gosh,
just like Vampire.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Way better.
Yeah, I get it.
It's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But he said
so that's what I'm saying. You would much rather it be that when you Rob than going in there with a bunch of teenagers. Rob's gonna be sitting in that theater with a bunch of, you know, freshmen in high school.
Pimply faced, Axe body spray wearing.
They'll be sitting up in the good seats and their dad will be sitting in the back because he had to drive them there.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a good mix of people.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
This appeals to everyone.
Yeah,
except for TJ.
Yeah, he said he's never been so excited to see a movie.
I know.
Than this
and
one.
I just keep trying to mess it up. I am a shithead. I'm sorry.
Fair questions.
No, it's fine. I get riled.
It's not going to affect however you like it.
No, something. I get riled up easy though. So
mm-hmm.
He said, "Yeah, Spider-Man's my favorite."
Spider-Man, well, when you say it that way, it doesn't sound quite so good.
If you hit me with one more M&M, I'm going to kick your ass.
Spider-Man wouldn't take this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You think you'll be the only one wearing Spider-Man merch while you're in the movie?
I won't be.
You won't?
No, I don't do that.
You don't?
That's not cool. You don't wear your band's merch to their concert.
Cool. What are you talking about?
There will be plenty.
There's
of
nothing
there.
Cool about any of this. They're not looking for cool rules,
right? I know.
You don't even wear your Batman shirt when you go watch a Batman movie.
No, I try to just pick something else from a different
universe, so like Turtles. Or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I might wear Spider-Man to a Batman,
right?
Yeah. But that's kind of like wearing like a Steelers jersey at a Panthers game just because you had the jersey you wore. It's like, well, don't you think that's weird?
No, you can like both things. Okay, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not competing against each other.
If right. they Spider- were, though,
I don't know.
Whose ass would get whooped?
I think Batman would win that one.
Yeah, I do too. Because Spider-Man's 12.
He's a kid.
Yeah, he's little.
He's a high school kid. That's why it's PG-13.
Exactly.
Y'all are some shitheads.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that. He is a kid.
Uh-huh. He's in high school.
Like, he's the young Avenger.
Yeah. And then Rob Steele's not for kids.
Not for kids.
It's got some very serious themes.
Zach and Cody are too mature to be watching it.
The sweet life.
Yeah.
How old are they now?
Well, one of them's on that. Is it Glendale? Riverdale. Roz, Riverdale. Yeah, Riverdale. He's on that.
The Sprouse twins?
Mm-hmm. So... There you go.
Oh, well, my God. They're 30 almost.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. But do what you like.
Yeah.
You know, who cares if it's stupid? I mean.
Yeah.
No.
This has evolved.
No, you're going to love it. And how much are those tickets, if you don't mind my asking?
I have a thing called the A-List where I can see as many movies as I want in a month.
Oh, okay.
It's like $20 a month.
Do you see $20 worth of movies a month to pay for it?
Movies are like $15 a piece now. So
are they? See,
yeah, depending on when you
wow.
go. Yeah.
Did you have that during COVID?
I did.
And that was a waste.
Well, I mean, they paused it for a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love going to the movies. I just wish they were good movies to watch now. They're gone. Yeah. They're very, very rarely are there any normal people movies.
Did you went and saw Cry Macho was the last one, right?
I didn't even go see that.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm, I saw that in the half. You know, yes, Jody doesn't like going to the movie theater.
She doesn't?
No, unless it's with some other women. And I love it. She won't do it.
I'm with her.
But you let the other women say, let's go to a movie. Well, it's for my Bible study.
Oh, she does.
She's like, oh, okay.
Is it the choice of movies that she's enjoying more?
No, it doesn't matter what it is. She's just
the company.
Yeah, exactly.
She don't want to go to the movies with you.
Exactly. True, true, true.
There's one coming out soon called National Champions you might be interested in. It's about the college football.
Mm-hmm. Which college football?
Well, I don't know.
Which team?
I don't know that answer.
But I am going to go see that Kurt Warner movie. Called,
yeah. Oh, I do want to see that. Yeah, that's good.
And it's a Christian-based movie, too. So I like that.
The guy who's in it played Shazam.
I know.
Oh,
I got him.
Yeah, and what's his name? I know his name though. What is Zach something? Is
that sounds right. Hold on,
Galifianakis. Does that sound right? Zachary Galifianakis.
Zachary Levi.
Levi. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, Briggins, when's the last time you've been to him? Because you stopped going to movies way before COVID and all, because you just hate dealing with it.
Yeah, probably something with my girlfriend, ex girlfriend.
Yeah, because she wanted to go.
She wanted to go. So you do things like that. I couldn't tell you what the movie was. Probably awful. But that's another reason you don't go to the movies, because you buy the ticket. It's so expensive. You get the drinks, popcorn. Now you spend $40, and then the movie's not even that good. It's like, well, yeah. I don't know.
I can't tell you the last time I saw a really good, full-length movie comedy that was good.
Oh, yeah. They're like gone.
Mm-mm. Because it's all nurturing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they think something like, you know, blowing out the rocket boot mid-flight is funny. You know, what is it? Deadpool? That's funny. That's a comedy now.
Mm. Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds is very funny. I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. And he's funny in those movies.
Mm-hmm. But what was that other one that he did? I got all excited. I thought it was going to be a real movie.
Oh, and then Free
it
Guy?
And then it showed him bouncing all over the city like a rubber ball.
Yeah, Free Guy is the one. He's inside a video game.
Yeah.
Like, damn. But they said that one on Netflix with him and Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, Red Notice.
Mm-hmm. They said that's good.
But again, not in theaters.
No. I just don't like The Rock anymore.
I'm not watching a movie with The Rock in it.
I'm so disappointed in him. I really did like him, though. Thought he was a cool guy.
Yeah, I did, too.
Turns out he's not. He supports Marxism.
John Cena, too, right?
Yep. You know. Well, John Cena caved to China, their demands, that because he said that Taiwan was its own country. And so... He apologized in Chinese, bowed down before them. And then The Rock, who has a lot of, you know, makes money out of China and then supported the Marxist president.
They build these huge bodies like they're so strong. And the moment they face a little adversity, they crumble like the weakest people in the world. It's like so funny. It's like,
oh. Now, I don't say for one second that both of them couldn't beat the crap out of me. And, you know, but still, it doesn't change the fact that I'm disappointed in them.
Yeah.
And what they support, how they act in a cowardice way is what that John Cena did. Not saying he's a coward, but in that moment, brother, he was a coward.
I was just starting to like him, too.
Brother.
It's just the first time I was able to see him.
Yeah.
See? Because I couldn't see him. Cena. I ain't seen you.
Huh.
Right. You smell what I'm cooking. Okay. You smell it.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That was the best Christmas ever. Got them both at the same in the same year. Billy Bass and Bubba Teeth all together. And the funniest, that damn split a rib, man. Busted a rib laughing at that.
And funny.
Oh, man. And that motion sensor on that Billy Bass. And he did, old grandma walked by that thing and it started saying, take me to the river. Huh. She was named Pooper Pants. We laugh.
Oh, we laugh.
She'd say, get that son of a bitch out of my house. And we'd laugh.
Oh.
I can't listen to that song one more time. My sides are splitting.
Talking funny, funny.
Oh, man, that is funny. That is some kind of funny right there. That's knee slapping funny.
You know what I'm talking about, that fish on that?
Mm. Look just like an old fish somebody caught and mounted up there.
Scared the hell out of me first time I saw it.
Yeah.
That's about as funny as Urkel, man. Almost funny as old Urkel.
Loves Urkel.
Hell, I ain't racist. I love Urkel.
You know how many times I've said that I do that?
I quote damn Steve Urkel all the time. I can say them all, man. I know all the lines.
Got any cheese?
Now, Carl. You know, brother-in-law named Carl. That's how I always say his name after I love Urkel, man. Carl. He'd be like, oh, I done dropped that board on my hand. I mean, like, let me see it, Carl. Oh, man, that's funny.
That's pretty good.
That's peak comedy right there.
I ain't a racist. I love Urkel. Hell, I even like Stefan. I mean, that's how non-racist I am. I even like Stefan. Didn't know damn body liked Stefan.
He was
the alter ego.
Alter ego, yeah. He likes Stefan. I like them both, man.
Because, you know, I've always believed, you know, even when I was growing up, we didn't have a damn thing. We was poor as hell. We always knew family matters, you know. Right. And then that show come on, I mean, and it just spoke to my heart. You know, it spoke to my heart. Because that's what we always lived by. Hell, we had etched it in a board, hung it up outside. It said, family matters. Life imitating art, man. That's what that was. What Urkel was for me.
That's what it is.
It's just beautiful.
Damn, man, it's hot in here.
73.
What's the heat on? It's 73.
The thermometer on these
clocks. Mine says 75. And what's wrong?
Oh, because you got that damn window open. Well, the window's not open, but the
thing.
Whew. You and Regan sitting in the shade over here.
Yeah. Well, y'all suck. What does your mom say, Regan?
You suck. Or no, she goes, you suck. She tries to do a Cartman impression. I said, where the hell did you learn about Cartman? She says, I don't know. I just, you suck. Okay, Mom. Slow down.
Screw you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Well, you got a long sleeve shirt on, pants.
Yeah, let me take my pants off.
Yeah, might as well. Alexis isn't here. No one would care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't wear underwear, so maybe not. Don't take off your pants. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Maybe not.
Mm-mm.
Damn, if I'd have known that was, I could have took my pants off. I'd have done it a long
time. Yeah. Don't be throwing that offer out to Rob. Exhibitionists.
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah, you're a bit of an exhibitionist.
Oh, I keep it in the house. Window's always closed.
Okay.
We get messages about things that people are hearing on various stations at different times. I don't know what runs, like what kind of conversation is running on radio stations across the country at whatever time. And we end up with these random responses because people don't know. They think, hey, they're responding to what they're talking about there. Like we just got this a few minutes ago. I swear on my life, I've always felt that umbrellas are for sissies.
I saw that as well. I was very confused.
This is a lady. She said, I was a homebody even before the pandemic, and I'll clean if he cooks, LOL. What could that possibly be about?
What does that mean? Yeah, they're so random.
I have no idea what...
Is that offensive now to say sissy?
Probably.
Is it? That's what my little niece is called. Her brother calls her that.
Let's Google it.
Sissy?
Mm-hmm. He does.
Oh, as like...
Yeah, okay, they're Bubby and Sissy is what they are.
Yeah, that's probably okay.
Bubby and Sissy.
In 2016, it was said to be a hurtful slur.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I apologize.
Well, you didn't say it. You were just reading a message.
You were reading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got to work tomorrow, don't we?
Yeah.
We got to work every day this week.
Yeah.
Every work day this week. We don't work on the weekends.
We got three more weeks total, including this week.
Until what?
Christmas.
Oh.
Mm. A little break. Yeah, we got two more days this week, and then happy weekend.
Hmm. Mr. Todd, the video guy, is coming to my house for dinner Saturday night.
Yeah, you said that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. So what kind of cooking do I do? What style of cooking do I do?
Louisiana.
Cajun.
Right. He going to come up into my house after we done made a deal. I said, I'll cook you some Louisiana food if you hang these seven TVs in my house. And he did.
Fair deal.
Right. So he hung the seven TVs on the wall, walls. And so I'm ready to pay my end of the deal, you know.
Sure.
And he going to tell me, I'm allergic to shrimp.
Oh, you're kidding.
I remember him telling you that.
I was like, what? Allergic to shrimp? Any crustacean, crab, crawfish, any of that.
No.
So what can you cook him?
And then, so I have this this other really, really good, it's more of a Creole than a Cajun. It's more, you know, fancy-ish, you know. And I said, so is that it? The only thing you're allergic to? And he goes, yeah. And his fiance's name's Carrie. And he goes, but yeah, we're good with everything else, except Carrie is deathly allergic to eggplant. I was like, well, I'll be damned.
That was the one thing.
Fried eggplant medallions covered in an andouille cream sauce on an angel bed of angel hair pasta would have been delicious.
Who's allergic to eggplant? I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Seriously, he says she was like, she can't even touch it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So like,
don't even ask her to touch it, Regans, because she won't do it.
Touch my eggplant.
You know that's the emoji you use,
yeah.
Right? So would that be offensive to her if he's ever sent that? Like, would she be like, why are you trying to threaten me?
No, I think she knows what it is.
Okay.
Oh, she knows.
Well, that's interesting.
But, I mean, I have a bunch of other stuff. The gumbo that I'm making doesn't have any seafood in it. He goes, but I can eat other fish. And I'm like, I'm not taking a chance. Somebody coming into the house, I'm cooking for them. And if you're allergic to one kind of seafood, there's no seafood going to be happening. None.
You can end up killing them.
Right. So, you know, every night, you know, since then, I've been sending them messages to make sure, you know. And I'm not trying to be a smart ass or anything.
Yeah, I'm sure not.
Yeah, I bet.
Like one night I said, do y'all both like chocolate? He said, yes. Then another night I said, do y'all eat chicken? Yes. And or smoked sausage? Yes. Are either of you allergic to rice or bread? He said, no.
Okay.
And I said, are y'all allergic to chitlins? He goes, I don't think so.
Oh,
so he didn't know what them.
Just messing with them.
And then last night I said, are y'all allergic to apples?
Who in your household can't eat apples? You're not going to cook them chitlins, though, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought you were going to say that he asked you to cook like another type of food. Like, can you just do some Italian instead?
Yeah, I mean,
might as well.
I could, but you know, he said I'll eat something else, or I'll eat. You know, for him, it's not about the food. He just loves me and idolizes me.
Yeah,
and he wants to be around me in my, what do you call it, in my aura.
Yeah, in your presence.
Yeah, at all times, as much as he possibly can be, and I get that.
He's got to soak
it
up.
I would too if I weren't in my aura all the time. Then I would want to be in it.
Your aura. Yeah. I'm in your aura and it kind of stinks in here. I'm inside your aura.
Have you seen the commercial for this new no hormone birth control gel?
No.
And the girl from Schitt's Creek is in the commercial. Annie Murray.
Yeah. Is that what it's is? I've seen her in that commercial. I didn't realize that's what it was.
It's like, welcome to my vagina is what it says. Yeah, she's supposedly in there.
Yeah.
It represents her being in there and having, you know, a party and whatever and showing about the hormone free gel and all that stuff. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Those Canadians, man.
I know. And she's in that other show that's got the vulgar name. That might just be like her thing now. She's in everything she's done has been kind of crass.
I like that show, though.
You do?
Yeah. Kevin Can Plank Himself.
Yeah, I think it's done after season two.
Right. But it was such a huge hit, they wanted to make sure they got a season two. I don't know why they're not going more than that, but it was huge for them.
I know.
All right. Well, welcome to my
welcome to my vagina. I'd say you should open the show. Right. Welcome to my vagina. And,
you know, get a shirt. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.